but he has been cold shooting. And now his first three games, he had been 8 of 35 in his first two games. But he's been getting to the line regularly, and that continues tonight as he misses on the first free throw here. He had 25 free throw attempts, the most of any player in the NBA coming into this game here today through our opening couple days. And tonight he is once again attempting now his ninth free throw of the game. And he hits it. So the Bucks go the other direction with it. Giannis into the front court will handle it across the timeline. With a right-hand dribble, sees the opening, goes right at the rack and staples it down with another one-hand jam. Giannis has put down, I would venture to say, 5 of his 8 field goals with dunks. 102-85, it's the Hawks with the lead. Young passes it off to Sadiq Bey. He has a shot partially blocked by Andre Jackson. The Bucks come away with a loose ball. Giannis feeds ahead to Jackson. The rookie sends to the corner to Beauchamp. Quick pass of the ball to the far wing left. Portis just missed on the three. Boy, if that one went down, it would have been a potential momentum swinger. Instead, it results in an outlet pass up the floor to Bogdanović, who has an easy dunk. Now the Bucks the other way. Andre Jackson was trying to send a pass down low. Boy, that was a missile headed toward Pat Connaughton, and he saw him from about three-quarters court away.
Yeah, if that shot goes down, it's a 14-point game, and then it gets really interesting with the way that this league works.
5-point swing, though, and the Bucks now trailing 104-85. Giannis has it left of the lane. He's defended by Okongwu. Passes out to Portis at the top of the arc. Bobby threads the pass to the right corner. Connaughton launches from three. Cannot hit. Long rebound. Saved from going out of bounds by Andre Jackson around midcourt. Passes back to Giannis. 10 to shoot. Giannis drives into a crowd. Couldn't finish. Connaughton then had the ball go off of his fingertips as he was trying to time his jump, but was a little bit early. And Trae Young's going to come away with it. Passes ahead to Bogdanović. Open three from the right wing, and he buries it. Well, that's the kind of night it's been. Atlanta has taken all of the Bucks' punches, and they just keep swinging, and they have connected on far more punches than Milwaukee has tonight. They've got the 22-point lead to show for it. 9:55 to go in the fourth. You're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Fans, Pick and Save is the official grocer of the Milwaukee Bucks. For the Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. 107-85 is our score here tonight from Fiserv Forum, a Milwaukee team that has not led at any juncture in this one. It has been a rough day in the office on the heels of that scintillating win against Philadelphia on opening night 3 nights ago. Bucks with the basketball after the timeout. Andre Jackson rifles a pass across the court to Beauchamp. Beauchamp knights his way through the lane. He can't finish, but Giannis can. He plunges it right back down with a one-hand slam as it goes right down the chutes. So Milwaukee continuing to pick the offense up, but the problem has been on this side. Just not been able to get stops in the second half. And we got another foul going against Milwaukee. Giannis now with the double-double, 26 points, 10 rebounds. He's been efficient, 9 of 13 from the floor, 8 of 10 from the free throw line. But Atlanta has just had too many playmakers making plays. Here's one of the biggest in the league, and he'll drill a Dame-like three from about 12 steps behind the arc. That was from way outside. Trae Young showing his range off. He can get it done out there as well. Here's Connaughton on the other end for Milwaukee. Passes left wing over to Beauchamp. He'll send down low. Portis lost the ball down low. Another unforced turnover. It's going to go to Atlanta on the end line as it went out. By the way, Damian Lillard, we mentioned, has only had 11 scoreless quarters in his career, or halves in his career. His lowest scoring game ever in his career, 4 points twice. And if he sits the rest of this thing, he will set that record, although he is sitting at the scorer's table now. Chance to avoid that ignominious fate. Here's a three-pointer from Young, and he hits another one right in front of Dame as if to say, I got you tonight, kid. Well, Bucks right now find themselves down 113-87, down by 26. Yeah, they're going to need a comeback tonight. Got to work quickly. We'll be back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, elevate your game with Toyota hybrids. The RAV4 hybrid hits it out of the park with versatility and adventure. The Camry hybrid is a stylish playmaker with championship DNA. The Corolla hybrid is an MVP of value. And the Highlander hybrid scores a double play with comfort and safety. These Toyota hybrids step up to the plate and drive it long with impressive MPGs. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
With NBA League Pass, you get so much game.
Even regular season games?
Yep.
Even some of the in-season tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Can I watch home and away team broadcasts?
Oh, yeah.
Can I watch from my phone while I take a long bath?
Sure.
And if my team wins, can I stand up super fast and splash water everywhere and scream, yes, that's right!
Hey, could we get a normal fan for this commercial? Subscribe at NBA.com/League Pass today. Only select out-of-market games available and local blackout restrictions apply. Additional charges and other conditions may apply. Visit NBA.com/subscriber agreement for full terms and conditions.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
What are we having for dinner? At Cousin Subs, we have a simple answer for this age-old question. A family four-pack, of course. Now at participating Cousin Subs locations, you can get any four classic or deli fresh subs or subs in a bowl and four chips or regular fries for the limited time only price of $30 plus tax after 4 p.m. You heard that right. Feed your entire crew for just $30. Order in store at CousinSubs.com or via our app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Tough sled tonight for the Bucks, down 113-87 here in the second game of this regular season. Before we resume this one, let's pause 10 seconds to allow for stations to identify themselves here across the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, last time these teams hooked up here at Fiserv Forum, it was the second meeting at Fiserv last year. Hawks snapped a 9-game losing streak in Milwaukee going back to 2016. They kind of got the scent of something they like, and they're doing it again here in this first of three meetings between these teams. Dame Lillard going to try to knock down a three, but misses it strong on his attempt, his 10th attempt, making his 11th field goal attempt of the night. He has made just one of those 11 now, and he only has 3 points. We mentioned it a moment ago. Has never been held under 4 points in a game in his career. He's sitting at 3 right now. Here's a missed shot, but an offensive rebound for Sadiq Bey off the Murray miss. Get it out top to Young. Young, little hesitation, takes it inside. Nice pass underneath. Boy, he is such a threat with his scoring and passing ability underneath as he gets it to Okongwu for the easy layup. A little hesitation, and it's a 115-87 lead for Atlanta. Pass comes near wing. Malik Beasley launches up a three. Can't hit. Giannis with a rebound. Tips it to himself. He's defended by Okongwu. Goes right back to work. Puts the shot off the back iron. No good with a right-hand jump hook. Got the shot he was looking for, but couldn't finish it. Atlanta the other way. Long outlet feed up top to Johnson. Johnson missed it, but the rebound went right to Sadiq Bey, and it has been that kind of night as Sadiq Bey lays it in with a foul, but gets knocked down hard. He's still face down. Getting ready to do a push-up, it would appear, and get back to his feet to try to finish the three-point play. This Atlanta team coming off of a season a year ago when they went 41-41 and finished seventh in the Eastern Conference, only to lose to Boston in the first round after they got out of the play-in. They beat Miami, of all teams, to get to the play-in in a strange set of circumstances where that Miami team was on the ropes, and it looks like Giannis's night is over as his brother Thanasis comes in to replace him. And that may be the raising of the white flag from Coach Adrian Griffin.
Not only beat Miami, they beat them handily in that play-in game. And this Hawks team was basically the epitome of 500 last year. Not only the record, most of the numbers, they rated 15th in the NBA, and they had that stretch from December until March, I believe, where they were within a game of 500, above or below.
Free throw went down for Bey. Now here's Damian Lillard, and he'll bury the three from the right wing. So he avoids that notorious statistic I was just talking about, his career low in scoring. He had 6 points now on his second made three. And if for no other reason, you just want to see him watch that ball go through to get himself right for tomorrow. Here comes Trae Young. No-look feed coming to the near side. He hits Bey. Bey couldn't hit the three, but the rebound was there for Okongwu. And the rebound ripped down by Bobby Portis. However, he had the ball poked free, but right to Thanasis. Bucks go the other way with it. Oh, boy, sloppy turnover here. Thanasis was trying to get it ahead to Portis, and that's just not executing. So 17th turnover of the night for a Bucks team that has allowed 22 points off those turnovers. This Atlanta team adding Patty Mills and Wesley Matthews to the fray. Wesley's hurt tonight, so not playing, former Buck. Patty Mills has not played yet this season, had a rough preseason. Here comes a drive, and Murray lost the ball out of bounds. Who'd it go off of? Went off of Murray, so the Bucks going to have the basketball. But was Patty Mills, of course, spending the last 2 years with the Brooklyn Nets after a 10-year career in San Antonio, but this is his third DNP coach's decision here to start the season. If, in fact, he doesn't play, that was after a preseason that saw him shoot just 1 of 11 from the floor. Kind of fell out of favor, and Brooklyn, he's getting up there more advanced in age. Beauchamp steps into a three, and he'll drill it from the left side. So Milwaukee's starting to get the shots to fall. They were just wretched in the first half, 3 of 22. But since then, they have knocked down 9 of their next 18. So they have found the shooting touch, but it may be too little too late, particularly when the defense has struggled the way they are. And this case in point here, a nice pass down low from Young to Okongwu was beneath the defense for an easy dunk. 120-93. Here comes Portis the other way. 5:52 to go. Bobby spins a couple times. Puts the shot off the window. No good with a left-hand floater. Rebounded by Jalen Johnson. He'll get it off now to Trae Young into the front court. Trae crossing over on Beasley. And then the turnover as he sent it right to Thanasis, who got tripped up by Okongwu as he was getting ready to take off the other way. And that should be free throws the other way because it's... No, check that. Beg your pardon. That's I was looking at the wrong number on the scoreboard. Just the first foul for Atlanta here this fourth quarter. Lillard's going to check out. Portis is out. And now you've got your reserves in with A.J. Green coming in for the first time this season along with Robin Lopez. So it's Beauchamp, Thanasis, Robin Lopez along with A.J. Green and now Cam Payne who handles it into the front court. Bucks down by 27 points. Been a tough night. Robin Lopez down low has the ball knocked away. Easy picking for DeAndre Hunter. Hunter will hand it off in the front court. Now it's Trey Young with it, working around the Okongwu screen. Green just trying to stay with him. Puts up an air ball on the floater and then tries to save it from going out of bounds as he was trying to clean up his own miss. But he was on the end line, and it'll be Milwaukee ball.
Well, travel, too, because he's the one that flew.
Oh,
that
correct.
Put up the, yeah, the floater.
The call that Philly fans were exhorting and calling for when Giannis, late in that Philly game, passed it to himself, may have got away with one of those. So Milwaukee's got it going the other direction with it into the front court. Campaign hands off to Beauchamp. Marjan's on the left wing. He's being watched by Okongwu. Bounce pass inside to Thanasis. Thanasis lost the ball. And here comes Atlanta the other direction. DeAndre Hunter on the left wing. Sends out top. Okongwu is going to try his hand at a three, but missed it strong. Campaign with a rebound. Going the other way with 4:47 to play now. Payne's got it on the left wing. He'll flick the wrist, and he knocks down his first three-pointer as a Buck. No, check that. That's his second three of the night. So he has 6 points now in a timeout used by Atlanta as the Hawks going to shift things around. And Quinn Snyder, 56-year-old head coach, replacing Nate McMillan on February 26th after 8 years in Utah.
This Hawks team is going to be one of the more interesting teams to watch this year for the reasons that you touched on earlier. He took over just after the All-Star break last year, but they didn't install much. That it was just, let's get through the season. This year,
and he changed
year,
his staff over almost completely,
yeah,
too,
and,
since then.
And this year is the year that we'll install everything I did. A lot of tonight, I know it's a one-game sample, but saw a lot of what the Utah Jazz teams that would come through here and handle the Bucks. Did with this Hawks team. They can handle the ball, they can pressure the ball, and some of the stuff that you hear from Quinn Snyder, no surprise given his time on his staff, but very reminiscent of Coach Budenholzer and how they want to do things.
Yep. Quinn was with Bud in Atlanta. In fact, one of the guys that was on that staff for the Hawks a year ago is now on staff with Adrian Griffin, was in fact the interim head coach for a period of time, and Joe Prunty, who had spent the last 2 years in Atlanta.
And the other thing about this Hawks team, you and I have talked about it before too, when you look at the makeup of the roster, it's hard to fathom how this team can't be above average defensively, and I think that's the other thing you'll see massively change this year.
That's the goal, that's the hope, and they would like to shoot the three ball more than they have, and they have so far tonight. Mentioned that they had the lowest three-point rate in terms of three-point shots taken of any team in the league last year. Boy, Atlanta catches a break because the ball went off DeAndre Hunter, and it was going out of bounds before Thanasis got his hand on it. And that keeps it with the Hawks. 4:23 to go now in the fourth. Inbound pass on the way. They get it in. A.J. Griffin unloads, and he connects on his second three-pointer.
So, right in front of his dad.
Right in front of his old man. Isn't that how it goes? Adrian Griffin has gone against his son as an assistant. First time as a head coach, though, and now a turnover as Beauchamp loses it out of bounds. What did Adrian Griffin say to us before the game? He talked about the fact that going against his son, he said, yeah, he's 2-1 on me. He said, but I got a little more help this time. Not enough, as it turns out tonight. Here comes Atlanta. Beauchamp, or rather Bogdan Bogdanovic, missing the three from the corner. Rebound is picked up off the deck by A.J. Green. He'll go the other way with 3:50 to play now in the fourth quarter. Green, a bounce pass to Robin Lopez. Lopez sends down low to Thanasis. Zips it out to Green. Green, top of the arc. Splash. A.J. Green had himself an outstanding preseason where he connected on 8 of his 12 three-pointers, and he is just so smooth on that release. 14 threes now for the Bucks tonight. They have connected on 33% of their attempts. They work it to the corner. Griffin steps inside the defense of Thanasis but misses the jump shot, but it's kept alive down low. Sets up DeAndre Hunter for the lay-in. He got fouled hard by Thanasis, so he's going to have a chance at a three-point play, and he paid the price there for it. 125-99. These two teams I mentioned, it will play three times this season. They will next play in Atlanta on December the 2nd. It'll be interesting to see how different the Bucks look compared to what we've seen here tonight once that game rolls around. Kobe Bufkin, the rookie out of Michigan, is just about ready to check in. 20 years old, and just 2 years at Michigan. Youngest Wolverine a season ago as a sophomore, was picked up with a number 15 overall draft pick by Atlanta. As he comes into the mix. Also getting set to check in for the Hawks, Muhammad Gay. Another rookie out of Washington State. Second round pickup. Payne checks out, as does Beauchamp. For the Bucks, so it's now Ty Washington into the game along with Andre Jackson back out there. Free throw from Hunter is good. 125-99. And they're going to let Muhammad Gay check in now to replace Hunter. So DeAndre is going to take a seat. He had 15 points tonight. Solid showing with four steals to his credit in his 24 minutes. 6 of 10 from the floor. Hit two of his 4 3-pointers. He's been a key for this Atlanta team since they drafted him with the number 4 pick in 2019. They felt like he's got that ability to be a lockdown defender and that so coveted three-man who's got that 3-and-D ability.
He's paid as he would be one of the best 3-and-D men in the league. And he fits the profile with his physical assets that he has defensively. I think you've seen some growth. You may want to see a little more at this point, but the traits are certainly there.
That's why they gave him that 4-year, $95 million deal last October in hopes that he will develop. But a little bit of the shine has worn off on DeAndre. Some have speculated that he may be the big name to be kind of considered trade fodder, much like John Collins was, who was shipped out to Utah. Free throw is good after we had a technical foul on Trent Forrest, evidently. So, Bucks basketball. They'll inbound from the near sideline. Andre Jackson to send it in for the Bucks. Sends it into Ty Washington. Washington slowly into the front court with just over 3 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Milwaukee has been out of this one virtually all the second half. Andre Jackson hands off. Robin Lopez gets fouled as he was putting in a jump hook on a nice setup again. It's just glimpses, but Andre Jackson just has some of that it factor, doesn't he?
Knows where to be, and it's, to me, it's really the floor vision, the court vision that he has. We knew about his passing ability coming out of UConn, but that's really what's been on display through the preseason.
And the other thing that's been on display is the fact that his hair game is giving Robin Lopez a run for its money. I mean, between those two guys, you're talking, it's got to be 5 pounds worth of hair.
Well, it's the versatility of the hair game for Jackson, too.
That's right.
We've seen a number of styles so far.
A Swiss Army knife of hairdos for the rookie out of UConn. Both free throws go down for Robin Lopez. Lead is 24 points for the Hawks, 126-102. On the right wing, handled by Gay, and there's Jackson again in the middle of things. He just knocks away the exchange off of Atlanta out of bounds. So not only the floor vision, but the defense, and then, of course, that incredible athleticism that he brings. He's got an NBA-ready body, and now Washington drives. He loses the ball on the floor. It's going to be picked up. Atlanta goes the other direction with it again. Moving laterally across the court, Griffin passes it off. Now it's in the hands of, on that left side, this is Bufkin pulling up. Left free throw line extended. His jump shot misses short. Nice box out by Jackson again. He'll go the other way for the Bucks. Slows down before he slings to the near side. That's intercepted, but Jackson takes it right back on the steal. Says, I'll take that. Sets up Washington. Three ball on the way in the corner. Got it. Well, you're looking for silver linings. The youth on display here tonight, showing you a few here late. The few fans that have stuck around on their feet now. 126-105. It was a good crowd tonight, but it has emptied out. Another sellout of 17,000-plus here tonight. We got an offensive foul going against the Hawks. Good news about a game like this is you won't have to dwell on it long. You can rinse it right out with the Miami Heat already in town. Staying here watching this thing play out. Here's Thanasis. Zips the pass near wing right to Green. A.J. Green into the paint. Passes it over to the far side. Washington has it there. He pulls up. Left elbow jumper. Misses short. Long rebound. Picked up off the deck by Bufkin, the rookie the other way now. He's got it on the near wing. He's being chased and badgered outside by Thanasis, who picks up the fifth team foul for the Bucks. So that's going to be free throws for Atlanta with 90 seconds on the head remaining here in quarter number four.
Not only are the Heat already in town, some of their reporters and media are here as well. I saw a few before the game covering this game.
Scouting this thing out.
Ready to scout things out.
Getting intel.
And, you know, I know there's a lot that's not quite so similar between the two, but this final score as we approach it, very reminiscent of game two years ago against the Miami Heat when the Bucks beat the Brooklyn Nets on ring night and then had a very, very tough game number two in Miami.
That's right. We're missing some players in that game, too, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I think that was the first
that
game
Brooke. First without Brooke.
Yeah, yeah, missed. So second free throw goes down as Bufkin goes 2 for 2. Here's Robin Lopez, top of the arc on the other side. Sends it down low. Finds Thanasis alone, and he'll go into the air. A little reverse dunk. So Thanasis pulls Milwaukee back to within 20. But, yeah, there are so many storylines going into that Miami game tomorrow between these teams. The Heat clearly won the postseason. The Bucks won the offseason. And now what about the regular season in 2023-24? The Hawks have the basketball after that last couple free throws. And here's a miss from Bufkin on a three-pointer. Misses way too strong. Rebounded by the other rookie, Jackson, for the Bucks. Sends down low. It's a kick save and a beauty from Thanasis. Of course, the Antetokounmpo's boys were playing soccer before they were playing basketball. And we saw a little bit of that reflex right there. Goes out of bounds, though. Wrong sport. 23 turnovers, though, tonight for the Bucks. That has been a source of consternation for this Milwaukee team here tonight throughout this one. Hawks will be the second straight team the Bucks have faced to start the season. Over 50% unless they miss a flurry of them here late. They're at 51%. Bufkin works it to the corner. Gay launches up a three. That's an air ball. And the rebound tracked down by Andre Jackson. Now the game clock and shot clock separated by 2 seconds. Jackson will move it into the front court. Crossing over. Passes off to Lopez. Robin zips the pass over to A.J. Green. Green going to elevate. Fires from three. And he finds another bullseye. Wow. Green is shooting like this. He may find himself harder to keep on the bench the way he's going. So Atlanta will dribble this one out now. They move it into the front court. And they are going to take a convincing win tonight to notch their first win of this 2023-2024 campaign with a 127-110 win over the Bucks here tonight at Fiserv Forum. All right. Worst home loss for the Bucks to the Hawks. I should say worst loss to the Hawks in general since 2009 on January the 23rd. So Atlanta comes in and steamrolls a Bucks team that was just out of sorts tonight. We'll talk about it when we come back. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. my way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Right to your inbox.
Well, not exactly the encore the Bucks were envisioning after that amazing evening three nights ago here at Fiserv Forum when they beat Philadelphia tonight. It was a lopsided affair really from the get-go as Atlanta comes in and beats a Bucks team that just never seemed in sync here, particularly shooting the ball in the first half and turning the basketball over. We'll talk more about all those things in a moment, but 127-110 is our final score. And a reminder that this copyrighted broadcast of the National Basketball Association may not be retransmitted, reproduced, rebroadcasted, or otherwise distributed or used in any form without the express written consent of the NBA. It is brought to you, as always, by BMO. They are the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. By Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop jockey.com. Go by Go Right Way. Make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Bally Sports Wisconsin, the heart of the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, official cheese of the Bucks. By Fratert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. When we come back, post-game show coming up in a couple moments' time. We will recap the good, the bad, and the ugly. And unfortunately, there was far too much of the latter in this one here tonight, as the Bucks fall at home 127-110. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health has Medicare Advantage plans that give you $25 a month back towards your Medicare Part B premium? That's $300 a year back in your pocket. Isn't that great? Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal. Certain restrictions apply to the Part B giveback. Visit networkhealth.com/Medicare/extra benefits for details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The all-new Pottawatomie Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, "Show me the money!" to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Pottawatomie Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, "Show me the money!" More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
The We Energies Cookie Book is back with recipes from Wisconsin first responders. These sweet treats fuel our hardworking firefighters, police officers, and EMTs. Pick up your free We Energies cookie book at a distribution event near you. Visit weenergies.com for a list of locations. Thank you for making us a part of your family traditions. Happy holidays from all of us at We Energies. We Energies, people you can trust, energy you can depend on. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.
17-point win for the Atlanta Hawks tonight, who come into Fiserv Forum and take this one wire to wire, taking down the Bucks by 17. 127-110, the final score. And with some final thoughts on this one tonight, we are rejoined once again by Dave Kane. As kind of went through there, it's just from the start, shooting seemed off for the Bucks. We talked about the amount of open looks that they missed, and turnovers the other big issue. But, you know, this Hawks team, we kind of talked about it before, it's going to be interesting to watch throughout the year. And look, Adrian Griffin kind of laid it out before the game as well. This is going to be a desperate team, having started the season 0-2. So their motivation was there.
Yeah, and this was one of those losses, too, that was very, to me, emblematic of what we suspected we would see at points, particularly early this season, where this team just never seemed to be in sync. They never seemed to feel comfortable. They never looked comfortable. And, you know, as much as the offense struggled in the first half, throughout this thing you could make the case the defense really never looked particularly good, as they allowed Atlanta, their 47 made field goals were five more than their season high from a season ago. And that comes here three games into this thing, and they took 93 shots. That matches their season high from a year ago. So their offense was really cruising throughout this thing, and that was in the second half the biggest problem. Milwaukee started to make shots, but by that point you're down that far. You better get some stops, and they just never really could consistently tonight. So, you know, that's the area you're going to have to really work on if you're Milwaukee moving forward. As you get Chris Middleton back tomorrow, you see what he looks like. He's probably still going to be dealing with some rust. Put it this way, Chris Middleton plays tonight, it's not the difference. The Bucks just didn't have it tonight in Atlanta. To their credit, they executed much better.
And I'm sure we'll hear some of this from Adrian Griffin momentarily here, but you know, when you look at the three-point shooting too, eerily reminiscent of what we saw from the 76ers on Thursday night, where Philly went 16 of 37. The Hawks tonight 16 of 35. The Hawks 15 of 37 tonight. So two straight games where the opponent shoots a very high percentage from three. Thursday night, we heard from Griff of, we won, I'll take that, but there's some things I'd like to see cleaned up defensively, especially out there on the perimeter. And that was kind of the case tonight, that we could see some more of that seemingly confusion from multiple people out here. And you know, you pointed this out too. It's going to be a work in progress, because this is a brand new offense and a brand new defense that you're learning. And oh, by the way, another superstar dropped into your lap a week before the season starts.
Yeah, so, you know, and now, like I said before, the good news is if you're the Bucks, you don't have to. I guess it's good news. In some ways, you probably would like to look at the film on this thing. I mean, I think film study is going to be really important for these guys to see where they made mistakes. You're not going to have really time for that, because tomorrow here comes Miami, and this is not a burn it type of situation with film. I think they'll probably try to use some of this as much as they can, but you just don't have time. But yeah, I guess you don't have to sit on it long, and you hope that tomorrow night's a better experience. But who knows? I mean, this is a Miami team. We talk about the desperation from Atlanta. Miami's lost two straight, and, you know, they're going to be hungry for a win, and they're going to be rested. So we've seen what this Miami team is capable of. You doubt them at your own peril. Heat culture, even though they lost these guys, they just continue to play, and that's a long-standing tradition they've had, and the Bucks will have their hands full tomorrow night for sure.
Look, both teams will be motivated tomorrow. That Miami wants to show the Bucks that we don't care that you got Dame Lillard. We think we can still beat you in the Bucks, and Dame Lillard for that matter too.
It's a grudge match.
Showing Miami, hey, you could have had this. And yeah, the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics, those have been the Bucks' biggest rivals for the last five-plus seasons, and we get a look at it tomorrow. Not to make this only the negatives and things that went wrong. Some of the positives and the silver linings, we touched on Giannis's free throw shooting. But aside from that, it was really the young guys that we saw minutes for, guys like an Andre Jackson Jr. And not only minutes, but reps with Hawks starters on the floor and getting some of those defensive reps against a guy like Trae Young. Same for Marjon Beauchamp. Adrian Griffin allowed him to play through the foul trouble. And A.J. Green just makes a tougher case every time he plays to take him off the floor.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting with those young guys. I think there's room for optimism, and that's the other thing. I mean, look, it's a challenge for a coach to get those young guys minutes when you have a veteran team like this. But when the shots aren't falling, when you're 3 of 22, I think you have an opportunity to start thinking about putting a guy like A.J. Green out there to try to ignite your team, give them that little spark offensively, because let's face it, shooting is contagious. And when you see that ball go through, sometimes that can spread, and I don't know. It'll be fascinating. So, you know, look, what goes up has to come down, and we saw that tonight with Damian Lillard, 39 points his first game, but tonight a shadow of that player we saw, just 2 of 12 shooting the ball with the 6 turnovers and 6 points. But, you know, he'll rebound. This is a guy who's not lacking for confidence. He never will. He believes in himself. He's got that inherent belief. He's level-headed. He's steady. You heard it in our pregame interview when I talked with him yesterday, but, like, we'll see what he looks like. Play 29 minutes, and how do you stagger? None of these guys spring chickens. You wonder if that impacts Lillard in terms of his playing time on back-to-backs. Does he play limited minutes more tomorrow? We'll see. We haven't been through one with this group yet.
Yeah, 37 minutes tonight for Dame, 35 from Giannis. And we mentioned Chris.
Well, 29 minutes tonight for Dame.
I'm sorry, yeah. Look, Looked at the wrong sheet there. So
little difference.
Limited minutes there for that duo. But, yes, we get to do it again tomorrow, and it should be a fun one with the Miami Heat back in town for the first time since that playoff series in the spring. Dave, we will catch up again tomorrow evening.
All right, look forward to it.
127-110, the final here inside of Fiserv Forum. It's the Atlanta Hawks that take this one this evening, handing the Bucks their first loss of the season and picking up their first win in the process with that victory. For the Atlanta Hawks, there wasn't one player that jumped off the page offensively. For the most part during this game, we saw Atlanta going really 8 deep for the duration of the game, 9 at times. And they finished this game with 8 players scoring in double figures. Trae Young led the way with 20 points. But, yeah, 8 players scoring in double figures. That included all 5 of their starters. 20 points from Young, 15 apiece from DeJounte Murray and DeAndre Hunter. Jalen Johnson, somebody that certainly has a lot of fans in these parts, 14 points, 7 rebounds. He looked very good in the early going. And Clint Capella with 12. 17-point win, though, for Atlanta, who, again, led wire to wire in this one. The Bucks did not lead at all. Largest lead was 31 when this thing really started to balloon early in the fourth quarter. As for the Bucks, leading scorer was Giannis. They just had 4 players in double figures. One of those, Bobby Portis, with 12 points off the bench. Malik Beasley also started to heat up in the second half. He finished the game with 18 points, and 11 of those came in that second half, including stretch in the third quarter where we saw him bury 3 3-pointers. So we know Malik Beasley and Dame Lillard, for that matter, are guys that can score in bunches and really start to heat up and change the complexion of the game. Saw that for a limited stretch from Malik Beasley, but ultimately it came down to stops, and the Bucks just unable to get enough of those to really turn things around and take any of that momentum from Atlanta. As for the full starting 5 for the Bucks, 26 from Giannis that we mentioned, 18 from Beasley. Brook Lopez had 13 points. A lot of that damage came in the early going. And Jay Crowder with 2 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. He got the start tonight in place of Chris Middleton. Dame Lillard, by the way, in those 29 minutes, 6 points. It is just the 16th time in his career that he has not scored in double figures in a game, and all 6 of those points came in the second half. Held scoreless in the first half for the first time in almost 3 years. November of 2021, 2 years. November of 2021 against the Indiana Pacers, the last time Damian Lillard had a scoreless half, and this is just the 11th time that that has happened in Dame's career. The other things that jump out, the shooting here, as we mentioned, 41% shooting from 3 for the Atlanta Hawks. It's been something we've heard Adrian Griffin talk about with this defense and getting out on the perimeter and finding those guys. So we've seen confusion at times, perhaps confusion, but as we've mentioned, it is not to be unexpected that this is a brand new scheme and system that the Bucks are running both offensively and defensively. Not only a new system that you're running, but you're accounting for new starters as well. Malik Beasley, new to the group. Damian Lillard, obviously new to the group. And Jay Crowder now playing in a different system with this Milwaukee team. So a lot of changes. So much that John Horst had even said this is the most change he had been through with a team at any point in his NBA career. So as good as Thursday night was, there are going to be some downs, and I think we saw that tonight. It is going to take some time for this team to really reach that consistent level. And you think back to when the Bucks won the NBA championship in 2021. That was a team that was 50% new in terms of the roster. 14 players, 7 of them had not been on the team the year prior. It took some time. It really wasn't until about the All-Star break that we saw the group come together and become what we would see them ultimately be. There were some changes there as well with the addition of P.J. Tucker, but it did take a little bit of time for that group to kind of round into form, and I think there's a good chance we could see the same this year as well, that there's a lot of moving pieces, and tonight not to be unexpected that there would be nights like this with all that new going on with the team. But a 17-point win for the Atlanta Hawks tonight in Milwaukee, taking down the Bucks 127-110. Bucks won the opening tip tonight, and that scores another $500 for Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity, donated by our friends at Sargento. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. And as you know, we mentioned with Dave Kane too, the good news or bad news, if you view it as that, and needing any film study, you get to play once again tomorrow as the Miami Heat come to town for the Bucks' first back-to-back of the season, three games into the season, and you get to experience your first back-to-back. But this now an interesting part of the schedule. You get your first back-to-back of the season, and you have another team that expects to be a playoff team in the Miami Heat. The first three opponents that you had to open up the season, all teams that entered the season with the expectations of reaching the playoffs. One of them you faced in the playoffs last year. All three of those games were at home. On Friday, we will have our first in-season tournament game when the Bucks host the New York Knicks, and playing essentially every other day. So mention this schedule a little different from what you saw last season when the Bucks, despite some of those injuries, were able to take advantage of a softer schedule and start the season undefeated. Not the case this season with a lot more teams that have playoff expectations early on in this schedule, and all of that in the midst of a new team and a new coach trying to figure out things here. So a much different result than what we saw on the season opener Thursday night with the Atlanta Hawks leading wire to wire in this one and taking a 17-point victory over the Bucks, 127-110. We'll hear from head coach Adrian Griffin momentarily, and actually I believe he may be approaching the podium here any second now. So we'll keep it here for just a second and await the words of Adrian Griffin. But, you know, as we mentioned with Dave Kane, one of the things I'm going to be most interested to hear from Adrian Griffin is his thoughts on the defense because of some of what we saw throughout the course of the evening and, of course, the wire-to-wire performance here from the Atlanta Hawks, a big component of that. With that, here's head coach Adrian Griffin.
Hey Adrian, just defensively, what were you guys trying to do against Trae Young, and how do you feel like you guys executed?
Tried a little bit of everything. You know, he's a great player, and he's elusive, and he's tough, and he has speed and turn the corner. It was tough because, you know, we play aggressive style, and unfortunately tonight, the whistle was kind of made us a little timid, where when we did lay off of him, he was able to shoot the three. So it was a tough night, and we just got to adjust to the calls. And but he's, you know, a really good player. We tried a little bit of everything from blitzing to trapping. But they were a very good team, well-coached team, and tipped your hat off to them. That, you know, we didn't deserve to win tonight, and they did.
I think it's a one-point game with three minutes into the second quarter, 21-point game at halftime. What do you feel like happened kind of in those 9 minutes?
Well, you got to continue to execute. You know, and that's what it's just come down. This league is we're going to get the best every night, and it's 48 minutes, and we just got to continue to execute on both ends of the floor. Like, they are a very good team. They have some really good weapons, you know, and they can shoot. All of them can shoot. From Bogdanovich, Trey, Bay, Hunter, you know, they're able to get in the paint. And I just thought that they out-competed us. You know, they beat us on the glass. They were first to the ball. So it was one of those nights where we got to find ways to generate some more energy. But I really thought we have to execute on the offensive end just to give our defenses opportunity. I thought, you know, too many turnovers allowed them to get out in transition, and it was hard to get our defense set because we're not getting stops. We're not executing on the offensive end either. So, you know, one hand washes the other. You know, your transition defense and your defense really starts with, you know, the execution on the offensive end. And I just, there were times where we did execute and we looked really good. And we had a lot of open threes as well, and I know they'll fall moving forward. But, you know, this is a good game to learn from, and we play a really good team, and we just have to bounce back tomorrow.
Adrian, Damian doesn't have very many nights like this throughout his career. So as that's happening, where it's clearly, I mean, the turnovers are one thing, shot wasn't falling. Do you know him well enough yet to figure out how to maybe get him out of that? Or was this a situation of him just trying to figure out, okay, maybe my shot's not here, play through Giannis or Brooke or something
like that? No, it's always five men on the offense, five men on the defensive end, and we're tied together. They were putting two on Dame every time in the pick and rolls. And we just got to make teams pay for doing that. You know, when we're able to execute, we got great looks. I won't get into like kind of the details of that, but you have to continue to do that over 48 minutes. And some nights, you know, it's going to be your night, and sometimes you're going to have to trust the pass, just depending on how teams are playing you. And that's for everybody. It's for Giannis, for Chris, Malik, everyone. We have it's a collective thing, and we just got to trust each other and trust the pass and execute at a high level.
I know you had the big night the other night, but you know, I think he has said that he only played, you know, didn't play 5-on-5 up to the off season before coming in. Just, do you feel like he's still getting his legs under him a little bit, or kind of what do you make of that?
Well, you have to ask him where he is. You know, that is a considerable amount of time to not play competitive basketball. And it's early in the season. You know, you don't get it back all in one night or one game. It's a long road. But we just collectively, we got to make our corrections. We got to watch film, find ways to get better, stick together, and be ready for another good team tomorrow. That's the NBA.
Coach, what did you see from A.J. Green late in the game tonight that you liked?
Obviously, he can shoot the ball, and he plays hard. And, you know, that's what a pro is. You have a skill set, and when that coach calls you in the game, you try to maximize your minutes and utilize whatever skill set it is. You know, for me, it was defense and rebounding. For him, it's, you know, he can shoot the three at a high level. And that's what makes you a pro, and I thought he was a pro tonight.
I'm curious, what was your messaging to your team in the locker room after this game?
Just what I just said about we have to execute at a high level, and we got out-competed, and we have to bounce back tomorrow and stick together. And, you know, when we execute it, good things happen. And we just have to be – it takes discipline, and – even when you got special talent on any team, you still, it comes down to the small things and attention to details and doing those over and over and over and over and over again. It's hard to win games in this league. And, you know, you just look at our schedule. You know, started with Philly tonight, very good Atlanta team. Tomorrow, very good Miami team. And then Toronto on the road. And then I believe Brooklyn. Like, every team is good. And we just got to find ways to get better and stick together.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep.
Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin after a 17-point home loss to the Atlanta Hawks tonight. 127-110, the final score here inside of Fiserv Forum. Hawks take this one in game two of the regular season. Back with more after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Offering a memory disorder program that's first of its kind in Wisconsin isn't just about innovation. It's about providing thorough diagnoses to improve treatments and help people live better. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Neuroscience Institute is a nationally recognized leader in the diagnosis and treatment of complex brain disorders, and we'll do everything humanly possible to help you keep being you. To see a specialist with the expertise to help you, go to frederick.com/neuro. Breakthroughs aren't just for medical journals. They're to help people live their best lives. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network, people are the driving force behind everything we do. That means every breakthrough, every clinical study, every interaction is to help you, your family, and your neighbors live better.
We do everything humanly possible because we see everything humanly possible in you. To find out how compassion motivates world-class care, visit Frater.com.
This is Bucks OT.
Takes it into the paint, attacks the rack, sends it down with a grown man dunk. Oh, the Greek Freak, he's eaten now.
A final look at the game and a preview of the next matchup on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
.127-110 our final tonight. The Atlanta Hawks come to Milwaukee and take down the Bucks. Tough shooting night for Damian Lillard. You heard some of those comments from Adrian Griffin, and that's another important thing to keep in mind. A very, very bizarre offseason for Damian Lillard. Shut down very late into the season last year, and then a lot of uncertainty, kind of in limbo over the course of the summer. Didn't really get any five-on-five action until just a couple of weeks ago. So making the performance that we saw in the season opener on Thursday night all the more impressive was not the case tonight. Just 6 points on 2 of 12 shooting for Dame, 2 of 8 on his three-point attempts. But really the area that stood out the most for Damian Lillard, it wasn't just the 6 points and the 2 of 12 shooting. Finished this game with 6 turnovers tonight, as turnovers proved to be a big, big issue for Adrian Griffin's team. Hawks, as we mentioned, get 8 players scoring in double figures, including all 5 of their starters, and lead this one wire to wire, taking the victory tonight by 17. 127-110 is our final score. Hawks did shoot 51% from the floor, 41% from 3. Bucks did get up to 45% on their field goal shooting, but it was rough sledding in the early going, as a lot of that came late in terms of the Bucks makes. They were shooting 35% at the half and just 14% on threes at 3 of 22. So they go 13 of 22 on their threes in the final 24 minutes. But as you heard one of the questions there, it's a one-point game early in the second quarter, and it seemed like in the blink of an eye, Bucks got caught in quicksand, and this was a 21-point deficit at the half. All Atlanta Hawks tonight, 127-110 is our final score. Back with more after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. 127-110 our final score here. The Hawks come to Milwaukee and beat the Bucks in a game They never trail. Time for a play of the game brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Find your win at the Midwest Premier Gaming, Entertainment, and Hotel Destination. All of that waiting for you at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. One of the bright spots for this Bucks offense came in the third quarter when Malik Beasley started to heat up.
Here comes the inbound pass. Dame gets it into Beasley. Beasley fires up a three, and he hits another one. None too soon for Malik Beasley to get cooking here in this third quarter with his team now back to within 20.
One of 4 3-pointers Malik Beasley would hit in this game. Three came in the